The Walt Disney Company is reporting an improved performance by its ABC television network. The gains helped Disney to increase quarterly profits by 24%. But in court, as we've been reporting this week, the CEO of Disney, Michael Eisner, was questioned about a different kind of television performance, one that did not turn out all that well. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Eisner continued to testify in the suit by shareholders who contend that Disney board members should be held liable for the costly hiring and firing of one-time agent to the stars, Michael Ovitz. Yesterday, Stephen Shulman, the attorney for those shareholders, focused on a September 1996 appearance by Michael Eisner and Michael Ovitz on The Larry King Show. On that show, Eisner denied reports of friction between himself and Ovitz, then the number two man at Disney. Shulman had an excerpt played in court.
It's just all baloney. The fact of the matter is, we together have almost as many enemies as Saddam Hussein, and so it's very difficult not to have this kind of gossip.
But Shulman had already established that by the time they went on TV, Eisner had decided he wanted Ovitz out. Under questioning, Eisner said he was still working on arranging Ovitz's departure and felt that he couldn't be candid. At that, Shulman asked why Eisner agreed to appear on television in the first place. Eisner admitted that was a good question.
I think that it was an extremely dumb thing to do and probably had been organized way in advance, and there was no way to get out of it without really angering Larry King, and it was unfortunate and stupid, and I wish we hadn't done it.
Shulman also asked Eisner whether he undermined Ovitz and set him up to fail, as Ovitz has said he now thinks was the case. Eisner denied it.
Mr. Ovitz was responsible for consumer products, motion pictures, television, theme parks, the American Broadcasting Company, ABC Radio, ABC News. The only person he had to report to on all of those things was me. I do not think he was set up for failure.
Eisner continues his testimony today. Kim Masters, NPR News, Georgetown, Delaware.